Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Banyak musisi yang berlatar belakang Indonesia-Australia yang mengeksplorasi identitas budaya mereka melalui musik, termasuk Komang Rosie Klein. Ia mendeskripsikan musiknya sebagai alternatif R&B dengan elemen elektronik yang dipadukan dengan unsur-unsur tradisional Indonesia, termasuk gamelan. Ia memiliki perjalanan unik dalam menemukan suara musiknya yang berakar dari keinginannya untuk mengenal lebih dalam warisan budaya Bali dari sang ibu. Bagaimana budaya Indonesia membentuk musiknya? Apa cerita di balik lagu pertamanya Dewi? Dan seperti apa rasanya menjadi bagian dari komunitas diaspora Indonesia di Australia? Berikut perbincangan saya dengan Komang Rosie.
My name is Komang, but you can also call me Rosie. Someone hearing my music for the first time, I would describe it to them as alternative R&B, which has electronic elements, but also is meeting and combining with traditional Indonesian elements, so gamelan, instrumentation, and sampling. So what made me decide to blend the genres together was while I was living in Indonesia, in Yogyakarta, and I was learning Sindenan, and I was also hearing a lot of dangdut and a lot of gamelan as well, and it was really sparking my curiosity because I listened to a lot of R&B, and I kept just thinking, wow, I would love to hear what it would sound like if, you know, you played a dangdut beat underneath an R&B track, or if you sampled gamelan into an electronic song, what would that sound like? So I started playing around with that while I was living in Indonesia, and that's kind of the process that began creating my sound. I think they complement each other really well. I think there's lots of really exciting artists in Indonesia doing like other similar things in their own style, but you know, you can take a gong, for example, and use it as a bass note, or use it in a similar way to an 808 or something, or you can, you know, sample something from like a Kroncong song, and that feeds well into R&B. So there's just a lot of playfulness, and I think it works really well.
Lahir dan besar di Brunei dari ibu asal Bali dan ayah Anglo-Australia, Komang Rosie pindah ke Melbourne pada usia 16 tahun. Di awal usia 20-an, ia tinggal di Jakarta dan Bali untuk mengenal kembali budaya dan belajar bahasa Indonesia.
I was born and raised in Brunei. My mom is Balinese and my dad is Anglo-Australian. And when I was 16, I moved to Melbourne. And I have basically been based in Melbourne since, except when I was in my early 20s, I moved to Yogyakarta and to Bali to reconnect with my family and my heritage and learn Indonesian.
Saat kuliah teater, Komang Rosie menyadari ia hanya mempelajari teater barat dan ingin mengeksplorasi tradisi seni pertunjukan dari budayanya sendiri, yang kemudian mendorongnya pindah ke Indonesia selama 1.5 tahun.
When I was in uni, actually, I was studying theater, and I remember being in my second year and going, hang on, I'm just studying all of this Shakespeare and Chekhov and all this, like, Western theater makers, but I want to learn more about my heritage because, you know, we have like Bayang Kulit and we have all of these different traditional theater styles. So what would that look like? So, and by then I had already been craving learning Indonesian and seeing my family more. So I was like, you know what? When I graduate, I'm going to move to Indonesia and learn. I lived there for about 1.5 years. I lived in Yogyakarta for about 8 months, and then Bali for a few months, and then I moved to Jakarta actually and did a residency in Jakarta.
Tinggal di Jakarta dan Bali membuka matanya tentang keberagaman budaya Indonesia, bahwa masyarakat di setiap daerah memiliki kebiasaan umum yang berbeda.
What surprised me, I think only ever having been to Bali as a kid growing up and then suddenly living in Yogyakarta, I think gave me a much more tangible sense of how diverse Indonesia is. And like, you know, that's just from Jogja to Bali, right? Let alone all the other islands and daerah of Indonesia. So it kind of just opened my eyes and opened my perspective to like the fact that Indonesia is a place that has so many different cultures as part of it. You know, like being in Jogja and everyone's like, santai aja, and like all this stuff, like pelan-pelan, but in Bali, it's not so much like that. So, yeah, it was just like, oh, every place is so distinct. And that was really exciting to learn about.
Lagu pertama Komang Rosie yang berjudul Dewi terinspirasi dari sebuah mimpi. Lagu ini mengangkat tema leluhur, keturunan, dan siklus reinkarnasi dalam filosofi Bali.
I've released one EP, Mythologies, and there's 3 singles, let's say, out of that. And I am currently finishing my first debut album as well, which will hopefully be released by the end of this year or sometime next year. Dewi is my first ever single that I released. And Dewi, it's a funny story, actually. So in my family, we have this thing where my mom always says, you know, if a family member who's passed visits you in your dream, you should, you know, say hi to them and like let them tell you all the stories they need to. And then like when you wake up, tell me so that we can give them like do a prayer for them, because that was the thing that often happened in our family. And then one day I had a dream that I was swimming with this little kid and I knew that she was my daughter. So I woke up and I was like, Mom, someone visited me in the dream last night, but it was someone who hasn't been born yet. It was my daughter. And she was like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. So this song is actually about this little kid that I dreamed of, because in Balinese philosophy, we have reincarnation. So it's a song about not only your ancestors, but like your descendants and how the cycle of rebirth continues.
Saat saya berjumpa dengan Komang Rosi, ia tampil dalam festival yang diselenggarakan oleh diaspora muda Indonesia di Australia. Menurutnya, festival ini adalah ruang kreatif dan menarik di mana budaya Indonesia dirayakan dengan cara-cara baru, dengan musik kontemporer yang disajikan secara inovatif.
So, I did the music programming for Nongkrong last year, and the year before that, I performed for it, and it was my first time hearing about young Indonesian diaspora here putting on a festival of music that I really liked, and food. I mean, I love Indonesian food, but you know, contemporary music with all this food that I love, but also being reimagined in interesting ways. And yeah, I was just like, oh, these people are doing something really creative and interesting. So it's just really nice to have a community of other young diaspora people who are interested in celebrating our culture in new ways.
Menurut Komang Rosi, tampil di acara diaspora terasa lebih akrab dengan penonton beragam usia, berbeda dengan panggung musik di mana ia biasa tampil yang cenderung dihadiri sesama musisi dan anak muda.
When I'm playing other gigs, you know, usually it's like, it's your cohort, like your friends and other people in the music industry and people who like partying or going out. But, and then when you play at something like Nongkrong, it's like, oh, my cousin's here and my parents are here and my tante Om are here. And it's just like, it's a much more family friendly, but also like a diverse age range, which is really nice because, yeah, you have kids running around and it really feels like more holistic and just, yeah, a completely different experience to, say, performing at other festivals.
Komang Rosi berharap pendengarnya merasakan koneksi dengan musiknya, entah itu lewat menari atau merasakan sesuatu secara emosional. Ia juga mengapresiasi bahwa banyak penggemarnya yang bukan orang Indonesia tetapi tetap menikmati musiknya. Ia melihat tren positif di mana semakin banyak artis yang membagikan budaya mereka dengan bangga melalui musik kontemporer.
I hope they'll feel some sort of connection to it in whatever way they find. You know, if it makes them dance, if it makes them feel something. I've been really fortunate to meet a lot of non-Indonesian fans of my music who just love it because they just enjoy the sound. And I think with more artists doing this sort of sharing their culture with pride, but combining it with contemporary music, like, you know, Bad Bunny playing at the Super Bowl, for example, like, I think people are really excited to be sharing their cultures with each other. And I think that's a beautiful thing.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.